Our epistle for this Sunday, Septuagesima Sunday, is taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 9, verses 24 through 27, and chapter 10, verses 1 through 5. Brethren, do you not know that those who run in a race all indeed run, but one receives the prize? So run as to obtain it. And everyone in a contest abstains from all things, and they indeed to receive a perishable crown, but we an imperishable. I therefore so run as not without a purpose. I so fight as not beating the air. But I chastise my body and bring it into subjection, lest perhaps after preaching to others, I myself should be rejected. For I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized in Moses, in the cloud and in the sea. And all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock which followed them, and the rock was Christ. Yet, with most of them, God was not well pleased. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 20, verses 1 through 16. At that time, Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a householder who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. And having agreed with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And about the third hour, he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace idle. And he said to them, "Go you also into my vineyard, and I will give you whatever is just." So they went, and again he went about the sixth and about the ninth hour and did as before. But about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing about, and he said to them, Why do you stand here all day idle? And they said to him, "Because no man has hired us." He said to them, "Go you also into my vineyard." But when evening had come, the owner of the vineyard said to the steward, "Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning from the last even to the first." Now when they of the 11th hour came, they received each a denarius. And when the first in their turn came, they thought that they would receive more, but they also received each his denarius. And on receiving it, they began to murmur against the householder, saying, "These last have worked a single hour, and thou hast put them on a level with us, who have borne the burden of the day's heat." But answering one of them, he said, "Friend, I do thee no injustice. Dost thou not agree with me for a denarius? Take what is thine and go. I choose to give to this last even as to thee. Have I not a right to do as I choose? Or art thou envious because I am generous? Even so, the last shall be first and the first last, for many are called, but few are chosen." Thus far the words of today's epistle and Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother
of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. So run as to obtain it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, we have found ourselves in the next liturgical season, this pre-Lenten season, 70 days until, or 70 plus days until Easter, 9 Sundays and then Easter Sunday follows. This pre-Lenten season is given to us by our Holy Mother, the Church, for us to prepare for the Lenten season, to make sure we make good use of that holy season with the grace that is available to us as we meditate on the passion and death of our Lord. We draw to ourselves our own self, the thoughts of our own salvation. And Holy Mother, the Church starts us off with the idea about, listen, there is something to gain in life. Either you work for it and gain it, or you won't gain it. And what's Holy Mother of the Church telling us through St. Paul in this first letter to the Corinthians that we read today? If you don't do what you need to do, you're not going to win the race. It's a race against the world, a race against the devil, and a race against self. We have to chastise our body, bring it into subjection, put first things first, put priorities straight. The ramifications are eternal. God has already made his decision. He wants you to be in heaven with him. But now we have to make a decision. And we have to make that decision every day of our lives. A non-decision day is a waste day. It's a bad decision. Especially, think about it, who can guarantee themselves another day if you make that decision on the day the Lord calls you to himself? What a tragedy. Now we can say, well, look, I go to church on Sunday and I do this and I do that. Look at the example St. Paul puts before us today. He says, I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that our fathers were all under the cloud. What does that mean? Well, that means they were all under God's protection as they were led out of Egypt. The power of God was demonstrated before them. The cloud by day, the cloud of fire by night. You can read about it in Genesis. And all passed through the sea, and all were baptized in Moses, in the cloud and in the sea. And all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. Sounds pretty good. For they drank from the spiritual rock which followed them, and the rock was with Christ, or the rock was Christ. Yet, with most of them, God was not well pleased. Consider that for a moment. They had all the blessings of the chosen people. They indulged in those blessings. But how they indulged in those blessings or used them, God was displeased with them. And we should ask ourselves, is God pleased with me? Do I make good use of the opportunities given to me? Or do I take it nonchalantly? Is there too much selfishness in my day? I don't feel this, and I feel that, and I want this, and I want that. Where in the Gospels does it say, if you want to, then do it? No, it says, what it does say, if you want to be my disciple, you must deny self. Take up your cross, follow me. Christ makes no bones about it. When reading today's gospel and talking about the vineyard, I couldn't help but think of our Lord's last discourse to his apostles. You'll find it in the book of St. John. It's about 3 chapters long. And he's talking to them and giving them the last instructions before his passion and his death the next day. I don't want to read the whole thing to you, but if you ever get a chance, open up the Bible and read what our Lord is instructing his disciples the night before he died. Among the many things that he's telling them, in chapter 15 he says, I am the true vine, and the Father is the husbandman, or the vine dresser. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he will take away, and every one that beareth fruit, he will purge it, that it may bring forth more fruit. So we have to have a connection with Christ. If we don't have a connection with Christ, we're taken away. Where does he say we go? Into the fire. What does it mean? Yes, exactly what you think. If you don't have connection with Christ, and Christ makes no hesitation about saying this, there is a hell that awaits. I don't want to hear about hell. It's an eternal reality. There is a heaven and there is a hell. And we choose which one we want to be in forever. And you know, some of you may have heard me say this before, but heaven and hell don't start when you die. Heaven and hell start now. Heaven is when you're with God. Hell is when you're without God. And what a hell of a life that is. Because it will lead to a hell of an eternity being without God forever. Why? Because we rejected him. We didn't do what we must do in order to have him. We justified the way we wanted to live and do and not consider his commandments. And therefore we rejected his love. Remember what he tells us. If you love me, keep my commandments. Then my Father will love you and we will come to you and make our abode in you. That's the opportunity that we have now. Lent is a time for us to focus on our conversion. To make sure that we get our priorities straight. We put first things first. And it's not about what other people think. It's what God knows. And it's about what you want. And God knows what you want. If you want his way, his truth, and his life, he knows it. And he makes it very easy for you to have it. But you have to do your part. There are certain things that you must weed out of your life. Sin. The occasions of sin. Selfishness, pride, arrogance, and anything else that stands in the way. When you see it, you identify it, you get rid of it. But this takes a work. And it's not an easy work. Denial of self is not an easy thing. We're so prone to give ourselves what we want when we want it and how we want it. And we don't know almost how to say no to ourselves. Holy Mother of the Church encourages us to take control, to put priorities straight, to put the things of the soul before the things of the body. That's why we have this time of penance. Yes, those 21 to 59 years of age, we have to fast. Two small meals can't equal the main meal. No fasting between meals. But what about those penances that we are called to do on our own, by the inspiration of grace, which most of us ignore? And when we ignore them, God's not well pleased with us. What do I mean? The sacrifices we ought to be doing, especially during these holy seasons, in order to open to us the opportunity for the spiritual exercises that are required for us to make progress where it concerns our relationship with God. What are some of these things? Close the laptop. Yeah, don't be on the computer for the whole Lent. For the whole Lent, not unless work requires it. Turn off the TV. Turn off the video games. For the whole of Lent. And do it for your soul, for the sake of your soul and your relationship with Christ, remembering what he did for you. No greater love than this that a man has but to lay down his life for his friends. Can't we offer a little sacrifice like that up? Oh, that's too much. Yeah, you know what? You're right. It is too much. It would only give you time to do some spiritual exercises like spiritual reading, not saying your rosary, praying your rosary, reading the Gospels, and putting together a spiritual routine in your day. Morning prayers, night prayers. Now, some of you will take this and take it to heart and will do something with it. Others, be like, no. Sounds nice, but it's not happening. I will not give up this or that. What one will you be? Do you not want to run the race to win the prize? Remember in the Catechism, at the very first chapter, tells us, why did God make you? God made me to know him, to love him, and to serve him in this world so I can be forever happy with him in heaven. It also says in Scripture, unless you do penance, you shall likewise perish. What are you willing to give up? When we make these sacrifices, we make that decision to be in the world but not of the world. We make a decision to be children of God. And once you open yourself up to these opportunities of grace, it's amazing what happens. Once you make the opportunity to be the branch and make sure you're attached to the tree, or the vine, as Christ says it, you'll bear fruit. And the more sacrifices that you make, that you're willing to make, purging yourself, you'll draw more fruit. You'll affect more souls. You'll be an instrument of peace, because you have peace within you, because you have the Prince of Peace within you. But it's not a choice that anybody can make for you. Only you can make for yourself. What's your choice going to be this Lent? Are you going to make a routine of praying morning prayers and night prayers and praying the rosary every day, and not just alone but with the family perhaps? Not saying the rosary, praying the rosary. Coming to church on Sunday and not existing at Mass but assisting at Mass. Decisions have to be made. And when we decide not to make any decisions, that's a bad decision. Well, let it not be said of us that with most of us, God was not well pleased. No, but I chastise my body and bring it into subjection, lest perhaps I should be rejected. Let us not be spiritually ignorant, but be true people of faith, true souls of our Savior, and true children of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Confessions will be heard.